Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Matt Layton with you. Sydney's on high alert after counter-terrorism forces launched raids connected to the church stabbing at Wakeley. The New South Wales Joint Counter-Terrorism Team's assuring the public there's no immediate threat. It comes as a 16-year-old is charged with a terrorism offence for the attack. ASIO boss Mike Burgess confirming they're involved.
My officers are connected and involved, embedded inside the Joint Counter-Terrorism Team. And on the back end, of course, Australia's Security Service is always doing its thing to provide security intelligence that enables the police to deal with these problems when we have immediate threats to life or anything else that's evolving.
The New South Wales Premier is launching a review into domestic violence bail laws following the death of Molly Ticehurst. The announcement comes after her ex-partner Daniel Billings was charged with her murder in the state's Central West. Billings, who had previous charges including rape and intimidation, was out on bail at the time. Help is available by calling 1-800-RESPECT. The US Senate has approved a bill to ban TikTok from American app stores unless its parent company sells off the platform within a year. The legislation, passed with a majority of 79 votes to 18, aims to address worries about the Chinese-owned app's potential data collection. President Joe Biden is anticipated to sign off on the bill. And annual inflation is a double-edged sword for Aussies. It's down to 3.6%, but that's still higher than expected. Prices rose 1% in the last quarter, compared to 0.6% previously. Former AFL player Harley Balick's death is reigniting debate over the league's illicit drugs policy. Balick's father claims the AFL withheld information about his son's drug use, potentially hindering intervention efforts. Saints coach Ross Lyon, who mentored Balick at Frio, expressed sympathy for the family, while acknowledging potential flaws in the policy's execution.
I think if the AFL illicit policy is really about that medical model, my experience and what Harley shared with me, he clearly sat in where he needed support and medical attention.